City Mission of Schenectady, founded in 1906, seeks to comprehensively meet the needs of the poor in a manner that dignifies and strengthens the individual, the family, and the community. In addition, their hope is that they can do more than just meet basic needs. They look to transform lives by providing guidance, counseling, training, classes, life, and job skills training. We are joined now by the CEO of the City Mission of Schenectady, Mike Sacasio. Do I have that right, Mike? Am I even close?
Yes, Sacasio, but that's right in the ballpark.
No, it really isn't in the ballpark. Sacasio, that's how it's pronounced.
That's Sacasio. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, well. Too bad you weren't here for a rehearsal. Good morning. It's very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm honored to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure. I'll tell you, all of our lives have changed over the past month. How has your, assuming the mission hasn't changed any, how has life at the mission changed over the past few weeks?
Well, that's well said, Joe. The mission is the same, but life has changed dramatically. In a sense, we're relearning how to run a shelter for homeless men, women, and children, and how to do our work. So for the last few weeks, every day was a learning experience as new protocols came out. What was challenging for everybody was how fluid the knowledge was. So every day we were meeting saying, okay, this is the right protocol. Forget that one. Do this now. And it's really remarkable to look back and say, wow, 3 weeks later, we've learned how to do this. And not simply City Mission, but we watched, Joe, a whole community come together. And as much as we dislike this crisis and hope it ends soon, it really is inspiring to watch people come together and get through it together.
So what is it like now? I mean, are you seeing an increase? Are you seeing more people that are in need? Are you seeing more people, more calls, and a need for more volunteers, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, well, I'm going to address the latter part. One of the challenges for us has been we haven't been able to use volunteers at this point.
Right.
And we are blessed with volunteers. In 2019, we had 38,000 volunteer hours at City Mission. So to suddenly have that gone created huge gaps in how we deliver services. The positive side for us has been our residents, the people we serve, have stepped up. And they've filled those gaps. So I've always said, Joe, that I've been at City Mission for 30 years now. And one thing I've learned is that people who have often lived in crisis have a unique capacity when crisis comes. I've heard men and women say to me during this period, like, you know, we're kind of used to things like this. And in a way, this is our turn now to step up. It's our turn to go make a difference. And that's really made a difference here at the mission.
How do you, I'm interested, I guess, how you, what you consider making a difference. I mean, how do you quantify that?
In terms of what the mission tries to do or how our residents have stepped up in this period?
I guess what you try to do. In other words, when you're done with your day and you say to yourself, okay, Mike, We did a good job. This is what we did today. We accomplished what we set out to do. How do you know, what boxes do you have to check off to make that a reality?
That's a great question. I think there's three boxes to check. Number one is that people came to us and they were in a difficult, urgent situation. It could be wintertime and someone's cold and they're on the streets. It could be a woman and child who are coming out of a domestic violence situation. The first box is we have delivered safety for them. They are now secure. They are now out of that threat. And they can begin to stabilize now rather than being in that hard fight for survival. The second box is to get them to see that they have gifts and that the future is not written yet, that the past and present don't determine the future, and to get them to believe that, hey, I can put these gifts to work and the future can still be written. And really our greatest advocates in telling that story, Joe, are the 30 staff members we have who who are former residents of the mission, right? Men and women who've been homeless, who now have life experience and a story to say, hey, you'd be surprised at what the future can be. And then the third box would be that that's a good thing to have hope, but are we delivering concrete services that are equipping men and women, whether they're educational or career training or money management or parenting skills? Are we delivering the hard goods so that that dream really can become a reality?
What are the challenges in doing that day to day?
Well, the challenges are, many times people will come to the mission with great potential, but they don't have an education. They've never worked or don't really have a successful work history. And so when we talk about working to become sustainable in the community, there's a lot of ground to make up. Many of the people, this has been generational for them. And so they need to kind of put all those pieces back together. So it's a longer process. That's why, in addition to running a one-year program in our shelters, we now have 30 apartments on our block here in Schenectady called transitional housing apartments, so that after a year of being in a shelter, that mom and child can move into an apartment, a supportive housing apartment. Same thing with the men in our shelter. So it's really creating the resources to take a long journey with people, but not doing it in a way that weakens them or institutionalizes them to living at a mission.
I love that idea of a long journey, because it is a long journey, isn't it? I mean, we think of these problems that often can, you know, we have our thoughts, we have our misconceptions, but they are indeed issues, and they're complex and they take a long time to overcome.
That's so well said. They are complex and it does take a long time. That's why I'm so inspired by the courage our folks have to want to rebuild and to try to do it in this way. But it is long. And so we're always asking ourselves, you know, how do we take that journey with people where they're owning the journey because it's theirs? It's not our place to tell them what they should do or who they should be. But once they've made that decision, to come alongside them and be that support. So I think one of our strengths as an organization is that we're kind of committed for a lifetime journey with our folks. And that's never thrust upon them. But if that's something that they want, we consider it a real privilege. And in a very real way, Joe, we remain family long after they have left our shelters.
Doesn't that help? I'm going to pat you on the back here for a minute. Doesn't that help, though, that it's because, you know, stability is a really good thing all the way around, but especially in your work, that you have been there for 30 years. I mean, you really see the full arc of this.
It really is. There's no substitute for having had that type of experience. And it's been such an interesting three decades. And I like to tell people, it's a bit of a paradox, Joe. I said, I've had more failures and more disappointments and more setbacks than I ever thought possible, but I'm more excited today than the day I started. And that is really true. And because I've seen people do heroic things, and probably the biggest surprise for me at being a city mission, Joe, is, you know, I came here to serve, I came here to help and to teach. And hopefully I've done some of those things. What I didn't expect was how much I would receive,
sure,
how much I would be taught, because the folks who come here in so many ways, they become my mentors and my role models. So I think that's what keeps it vibrant and robust, even as we face challenges like we are today.
You know, I talked about misconceptions earlier, and I think, look, I think often, I don't think I'm saying anything unkind here, at least I don't mean it to be, but, you know, sometimes Schenectady gets a bad rap. And
yes.
I look at you and the beautiful work that you're doing, and also for how long you've been doing it, you have really seen this city through some amazing change.
We have, and I love Schenectady. And I'll tell one thing. Several years ago, as Proctor's was really coming back to life and downtown was growing, we came up with an idea with Philip Morris at Proctor's in which City Mission graduates would provide a hospitality service at Proctor's. We called it the Downtown Ambassadors Program. And that has become, it's on hold right now because of Proctor's situation, but that has been going for several years. And our ambassadors have become leaders in downtown Schenectady. a lot of cities would never have dared to try something like that. It took a city that had a Philip Morris in it, who really wants the theater to be a place for everybody to partake in. And it took some city leadership, whether it was Metroplex or the mayor's office, to say, no, we want to do that. So I'm indebted, Joe. I'm indebted to a very fine city and good leaders. And it's our privilege to try to contribute to what they're doing.
So with that said, is it easier? I mean, nothing about what you do is easy, but is it somewhat easier to do what you're doing now than it was, say, 15, 20 years ago?
I do think so, because we have concrete evidence that these things we talk about and these things we write about can be real. I have a saying where I say a small reality is more compelling than a grand theory. And I think that when I first started trying to present this grand theory, but now what really moves people to believe and to participate and to partner is that you see it in reality. And so we're blessed now to have certainly our share of failures and things we tried that didn't work, but also some real solid evidence that change is possible and that the folks we serve, although they clearly need help, have an enormous capacity to contribute and to become leaders in our community. That's not a theory anymore. There's a lot of evidence to back that up, and that has made it easier.
Well, it's amazing work that you do, and people can find out more about your mission, find out about you, and find out about how they can get involved. It's citymission.com, citymission.com.
Yes,
Mike Sicosio, I thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to speak to you, and I thank you for the beautiful work that you're doing for the community. It's so special, especially at this time.
Thank you, Joe, and thanks for having me and the great work you're doing at AMC. So keep it up and stay well.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much. Again, Mike Sicosio is the CEO of the City Mission of Schenectady. You can find out more information by going to citymission.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.